Hold on. So that's why you only work Monday through Friday?
Listen,
I was looking at your website. I was like, yo, hold on. You don't work on the weekends?
Because corporate people don't work on weekends.
Wow. Okay. That man, yo, let's, you know what I'm saying?
they don't, it's a different.
I thought that was a typo.
Nah.
I was like, yo, I'm going to have to screenshot this for him. Like, yo, bro, you messed up. Like,
nah, Monday through Friday. But the thing is like, when you shooting a commercial, right?
Yeah.
The best day to shoot a commercial Fridays. And I'm always going to tell them, hey, look, we need to shoot this on a Friday.
Okay.
If possible. Because that's the best time. Everybody happy. They about to get 2 days off.
Yeah.
Now, I still work on a weekend. I do admin stuff. I'm doing admin stuff mostly throughout the week. Actually.
The back end.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just to keep, you know.
Everything flowing.
Exactly.
So when did you know that you needed a team and you couldn't just be solo dolo?
When I started learning business, it teach you that.
Okay.
Got to get in them books. Got to get mentors. It'll tell you that you need to delegate a lot of stuff that you, mm-hmm. you know, like I was trying to do the website by myself. I was trying to run Google Ads by myself.
Mm.
I was trying to do everything by myself. I was learning everything. And it was taken away really from me progressing.
Yeah.
The company progressing because I'm not an expert in everything.
Hey, what the name of this f***ing show?
I Talk Great.
I Talk Great.
Are you a business owner, entrepreneur, entertainer, and you got a story to tell? You want to get your brand out there to the world? Well, you reached the right place. Let's set up an exclusive interview between me and you. I Talk Gray, and we're going to go ahead and get your brand out there to the world. But here what you do. Go ahead and send me an email with the words gray at italkgraymedia@gmail.com. See you soon. Y'all already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Mr. Williams, I Talk Gray, where we talk about the gray areas of business because it's never just black and white. I'm here with my guy, Jalen Thomas. How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm doing pretty good. I'm happy to be here.
Shine TV in the building.
Yes, sir. We here.
I know. Finally, man.
Been a minute.
I think I met you somewhere.
It was at, we met at Valerie's book event when she released the book.
Valerie, yes. Nice red bone.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yo, she's super smart, bro.
One of the smartest.
Yes.
Very good accountant.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Top notch. Man, I'm going to tell you a story real quick. Back when I was now getting into the podcasting and I met her, and she was trying to get my bookings right, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Need that. And she was like, send me, you know, your Excel spreadsheet. I was like, what? And, you know, I froze up, you know what I mean? Because at that time, I wasn't focused on the business. I was just focused on the talent that I had being behind the mic.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So seeing that you got the Shine TV,
sir,
how much focus did you put into the business versus you getting behind the camera?
I tell you one thing. When I first started off, mm-hmm. my whole goal was to shoot as much as I could, be everywhere, take care of. If you had it didn't even matter. It was a birthday event.
Yeah.
Baby photos.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted a piece of it.
Mm.
I didn't realize until I want to say my second year in business that I was doing it all wrong.
Yeah.
I had my focus was everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
As I started reading more, learning more about business,
yeah.
I realized what was really important and what I was doing was it wasn't it. So now more than ever and forever, past this, where we at now, my whole goal is to keep educating myself because it don't stop.
Okay.
Even if I run out of books to read, which is...
You can always listen to a podcast.
You know,
the I Talk Great podcast.
I feel that, yeah. I'll just teach others.
Yeah.
You know, it's always something to learn. And business is every videographer, photographer, they first thing before they get great technically, they got to learn business.
Mm.
You have to learn business. It's more important than ever. Because everybody else is getting smart.
No,
why
facts.
Can't we?
No, facts. So did you niche down or do you shoot anything? What do you shoot?
I niched down. So now we specialize in strategic content creation for brands and businesses. So brands, business owners, that's who we target. We're not doing nothing else.
So you don't shoot podcasts, weddings?
No.
Wow. So you just ain't trying to get the bag anywhere?
No.
But
the way we going to get the bag is we going to stay in our lane. And charge more for what we do because we the experts in that field.
I like that. That man said he gonna stay in his lane.
Stay in our lane.
Okay, Kurt. Okay, well, hold on. Before we get, you know, we just got real deep in the sauce. You know what I'm saying? I like that, though.
Yeah.
Where you from?
Hey, so Broward County, Florida.
Okay, 954.
Yes, sir.
Or Lottie Daddy.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
that's
okay.
Where it's at. Broward County, Florida. Everywhere I go, I rep it to the fullest in me. So,
all right. Yeah. Where'd you go to school at?
Well, high school, middle school.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, my bad. So let's take it back a little bit, right? Where'd you go to high school at?
So I went to high school at South Plantation. South Plantation, the Paladins.
What, you went to South Plant? I heard that's kind of hood.
So it's actually in a good part of Plantation.
Yeah, I heard Plantation's in a good part, but the school itself
not a school.
Is hood.
Yeah, the tables turned. It went from,
okay,
based off what people was telling me, it was at one point it was civilized, and then it turned hood. You had hoods beefing, like Merrill's and Park East was going at it when we got there. You
okay.
Probably don't even know what that is.
Nah.
Yeah, it's nothing too crazy. Not everybody.
Okay.
It's calmed down now, but.
So it was hood when you was there?
Oh, yeah. It was like that.
Okay. So, I mean, like, how did you survive? I mean, did you always have glasses and stuff like that?
So, not in high school, I didn't wear my glasses like that. I just couldn't see. But
you just couldn't see?
Hold on. I ain't like the glasses I had, so I never wore them.
So how you, like, pass class and stuff?
So 9th and 10th, I used to sit real close. And then my mom finally bought me some, like, Ray-Ban glasses.
Okay, so you were starting a little bit.
Yeah, they had the gold trim. You know, you know me, I like gold.
So okay.
I'm like, Ma, you did this. So now that made me feel way better. But I survived, man, basically, because we everybody knew who we, I won't say everybody knew who we were, but we didn't beef with nobody.
Okay.
We didn't come in, like, we liked that. Nah, we did our thing, man.
Okay, so you didn't get bullied a lot?
Never got bullied, nah.
Okay. Mm-mm. Do you think bullies are necessary, though?
You need bullies to get that dog in you.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, oh.
Yeah, I've been in plenty of fights, but it happened early on in life. So.
Okay, like middle school.
Yeah, yeah, like, nah, before middle school.
Elementary school.
Boys and Girls Club days. If you went to Nanox, you know, the younger days, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's how we got that umph in us, because you got to get roughed up.
Yeah, okay.
I don't condone bullying.
Yeah.
You know. I don't care.
Man, these kids
that.
Nowadays are soft, man. Like, he took my lunch. Okay. Man up.
Go get it back.
Yeah. That's like, it. I remember my son was in middle school, man, and the teacher was saying, oh, yeah, you know, Wayne he snatched back the iPod. I'm like, yeah, that's what he was supposed to do.
Yeah.
It was his at the time. I'd be feeling like they'd be wanting to make them soft. You know what I mean?
So if your son was, if he didn't get that iPad back.
Yeah, nah, he would have a problem. He would have a problem when he come home.
That's my point.
10 push-ups, you know what I'm saying? 5 sets of 10. Yeah, nah, man, because I just feel like they just breed them to be a certain type of way. So, right. Okay, so you in high school, mm-hmm. you handling your business. Was you a good student, or was you bare minimum? Or
I wouldn't say I don't even like to use this word, but I was an average student.
Okay.
You know, I never did more than I should have, and that's why I went wrong, and I regret that. Mm. Looking back at it, I should have. Went the extra mile. I should have done more in high school. You know,
okay.
I wish that I would have got more involved. I wish that I would have met more people, talked to people. I was in my own lane, stayed to myself. And
at why the end you feel of the like day, that though?
Well, because I don't connect with nobody from high school nowadays. It's like I got one of my friends, my closest friends, to me. But other than that, other than bro, is I don't talk to nobody from high school at
okay.
all.
Okay. So wow.
Yeah, that I wish that I would have been more open, but you know,
yeah.
My younger days, I was.
So, did you play any sports or anything like that? You look like you a baller. Like,
I didn't know.
Nothing.
I didn't want to. I used to make music. I was on a rap thing.
Really, you spitting bars. So what's up? You got something for us, real quick?
Nah, we grew past that. Yeah, nah.
Okay, so who you was listening to? Like, who you grew up listening to?
My favorite rapper at the time was Meek Mill, and I used to listen to a guy named Lil Snoop. That was one of my like.
Lil
favorite
Snoop,
rappers.
Wasn't he with, like, Meek Mills, right?
Yeah, he was with Meek Mills.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
He's the one that passed away.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately. Okay, okay. Okay, so you grew up the Meek.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
That was the, Meek was like, dream chaser.
Yeah.
I'm a dream chaser because I really wanted to do something out of life, but I wanted to do it on my own terms. If I was able to find a way to do that, I would have been happy, or at least try. I'd rather fail than not try.
No, like, facts.
So I knew. Everybody used to laugh at me, like, people in my family, you know, because I wasn't good. But I still went and did it.
I mean,
just because.
A lot of these rappers ain't good
nowadays. That's facts, yeah.
Ice Spice. You got a whole bunch of them. You don't really need talent like that no more to be in the music industry now.
You need a little marketing behind you.
Facts. You got to understand the business.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, so you out of high school. What's next?
So after high school, so honestly, I'm keep it a buck.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually kicked out the house the day before I graduated high school.
What?
Yeah, so me and my dad got into it, and it built up over the years of just constantly just holding stuff in and never getting it out. So we ended up fighting the day before I graduated high school.
Scrapping with your pops?
Yeah.
Or what? Would you even want to cut the grass or something?
No. It was when your parents buy you stuff, you owe them. Like, my parents had a way of saying, like, okay, we going to get you this, but I pay for it, so you abide by my rules, which I totally understand. Mm-hmm. Now, but you got to remember, back then, you could say I was rebellious, or I was just fed up. I think I was mostly just fed up with the BS.
Yeah.
So he asked for my phone, because he paid the bill.
Yeah,
so
of course.
Like, I said, here.
You threw it?
I wouldn't say I threw it, but I was here. He ain't like my delivery.
Yeah, you ain't hand it to me.
No, I didn't hand it to him, nah. I was basically, I said, here. He got up. He raised up on me, and it went from there. So, yeah, I lost that battle.
Okay.
that's a big, I'm a skinny dude. You know, what can I do at that point?
Okay, so where did you go after you left?
I moved in with my auntie, then life went up from there. So right after I moved in with my auntie, I joined the Florida Army National Guard.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, nah. Because I always wanted, like I said, I wanted to do something in life. I wasn't going to be no bum. And I knew I wasn't going to school. Like, to be honest, you got to know yourself. At that time, you had to pay for school.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have no money. I was working at Journeys, so I had no money.
You was working at Journeys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Selling shoes. And I didn't realize at the time I was really talented. I was always topping the state with sales.
Wow, but, you
know, that didn't really mean nothing because I didn't get the commission.
But you was getting the actual skill set. You was building the skill set up. Yeah, okay.
Didn't catch it at that time.
Yeah.
Doing my job.
Yeah.
It was natural for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I joined the guard, go there, go through basic training, and I'm back home. And then my dad, the relationship was good. It's great now.
Okay.
Got back home, chopped it up, and they asked me, there was like you want to be a fire alarm tech, you want to lead Journeys. I'm like, how much they pay? I was chasing money at the time. Technician. Yeah, fire alarm technician.
Okay.
And so I'm like, how much they pay? They're like 13. I was making 9, so that was a $5 increase.
And that's bread.
I said, I'm there.
Yeah.
So sign me up. I went in for the interview. They was like, we'll pay you 12. How much you want? Before they asked me that, it was like, how much you want? Mm-hmm. I said, 15.
Yeah.
It's like, starting pay is 12.
Mm-hmm.
They was like, but we'll give you 13. I said, we in the money, because 12 was good for me. But
I had
to do the little increase in the 15.
Yeah.
So started doing that and buildings, pulling wires. I realized I hated it. And I realized that I didn't get to talk to people. I didn't know that I really liked talking to people that much.
Mm.
Until I did that and realized, like, yo, I'm here every day, and I don't get to connect with nobody. Everybody here hates life.
But when did you realize you like talking to people, though?
Doing that job.
But so you went to the Army. Why you didn't come out and be like, you know, a popo or something? Like,
I remember I was, the guard is reserved. So, you know, I didn't want to be no cop.
Okay.
You know, I actually in high school, I joined the Explorer program. I'm not sure if they still have it. They probably do. I joined it and I did not like being a cop. It just wasn't for me. Like, I'm not finna yell at
nobody.
Pull nobody
over.
Yeah, hey, get down. I ain't even the type to really yell.
So okay, like, okay.
I know the way I deliver things is not, it don't fit that criteria.
It's not authoritative.
Yeah, no. I'm like, real.
Man.
Yeah, I'd rather
drive
be,
off on you.
Yeah, exactly. I'd rather be mellow, laid back in my lane. That was just like, nah, that ain't me. I need to find my lane. Mm-hmm. So I didn't do that. So there's like, it's plenty of careers to do, but you know, it ain't, in the guard, I seen a lot. So I'm like, I knew I wasn't going to do that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. I joined the guard as a 92 Alpha. That's logistics.
Okay.
So I was just doing logistics and learning how that stuff worked. It's cool. You make a lot of money in logistics.
Mm-hmm.
On the civilian side, not in the Army, but on the civilian side, you can make a lot of bread.
Mm-hmm.
But I found my passion, and I found what I was good at.
What was that?
Sales.
Sales. So, yeah. Okay. So you fell in love with the sales.
I fell in love with business and sales. I realized that if I could help somebody, that meant a lot more to me than sitting behind a computer doing logistics.
Okay.
Or sending out ordering parts for this company. Like, I'm like, yeah. It don't make me happy, and I don't really bring a lot of value to people.
Mm-hmm.
But when I say sales, it's not a bad thing. Like, I ain't selling nobody BS.
No, of course.
Like, I'm saying sales as in, like, yo, I'm here to help you.
Yeah, you're providing value.
Yeah.
Okay, but so you like sales, right?
Yeah.
Where the camera come in at this point?
Camera, so we're gonna hit that. It's weird how this stuff go.
Okay.
So 2018, remember I was graduating. My boy, yeah. He used to shoot my music videos.
Okay.
He ended up buying a new camera.
Hold on, so you went that far? You was making videos and stuff?
Yeah, videos, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I knew the right people.
What was the name of the first track you was doing?
The first track I had, man, it was 2014. What was I? Lil J, whoa. What was I?
That was your name, Lil J, whoa?
Lil J, just Lil J at the time. I was like 13 or 14.
Okay.
And I forgot. Honestly, I don't even remember. It was like a freestyle, but I wrote it down with a freestyle.
So what was the video that you were shooting for? What was the name of that track?
The video was actually called Shine. That was 2016. So it was called Shine. It was like, mama told me, boy, you gonna shine. It was something of that nature.
Okay,
so,
boy, you gonna shine.
Yeah, and it was cool. I mean, it was cool. It did its thing. People at the school was rocking with it.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking I'm gonna blow up. But now that it happened, so back to the camera thing, and he bought a new camera. And I was like, yo, what you doing with that camera? I said, you want it? He's like, I'll sell it to you. I said, how much? $180. I didn't have $180. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't have no money.
Yeah.
So I called my sister's husband, my brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, bro, you want to split this camera with me, bro? 90 each. I had $90. I think I had like $100 to my name at the time. So I had 90.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah. We could shoot. I was like, yeah, we could shoot music videos and all that. But my whole plan was I was going to shoot my little brother playing sports. So that's really how I got technically good was filming my little brother play sports. I said, bro, yeah, let's get it. We'll vlog, shoot videos. But I knew in the back of my head, I'm like, yo, I'm familiar with YouTube.
But where you get that idea of wanting to, like, shoot your little brother and vlog and all that stuff? Where'd that come from?
I used to vlog way before them. So my boy, when I was rapping, I did the vlogs in high school.
Oh, okay.
I started eighth grade, 2013, 2014, eighth grade, shooting vlogs. Like, my boy used to shoot vlogs. I used to be in the classroom letting people know, yeah, I rap. Hey, I'm here, you know, just doing my thing, you know.
Yeah.
Regular middle school, high school stuff. So I was vlogging, and I posted on YouTube. Everybody ain't really have YouTube like that.
Okay.
Like, it's blowing up now more than ever. It was still popular, but, like, the average kid didn't have their own YouTube channel.
Soulja Boy was bringing that out.
Yeah.
But what was you using to shoot your content in high school? What were you using?
My boy had a camera. He was had a Canon, so I was using his stuff. We was real close. So I was using. He was just shooting me. I was like, "Yo, bro, mm-hmm. you want to come film me?" Like, yeah. He would shoot short film, so he was doing his thing.
Mm.
So while he's shooting that, I'm learning how to be on camera, how to be around it, and I never thought that I would ever pick it up. But then I realized, like, he also went to the military, so I'm like, "Yo, I need the camera. I need something to, cause you're gonna be gone, so I need it. I need something." So he bought a new one, sold me that one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm like, well, I'm growing out of this vlog stuff. Like, it's feel like I'm getting a little older, and I'm like, nah. So my little brother, really good at sports, so mm-hmm. I said, hey, bro, let's do it. Let me shoot you. So he playing flag football, dominating. So we posting that on YouTube.
Okay,
he was doing this thing, so I just kept shooting sports.
And this was after the Marines and stuff like that.
That was before I went off the basic. That's still 2018, but before I went off the basic.
Okay.
It was all because you got to wait. You can't go to basic right away.
Mm.
So you could join, sign up, have your contract.
Mm-hmm.
But that was when I first bought the camera. That was May 2018.
Okay.
Or June. I think June, but late May. So I say late May.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, my brother, I didn't ship off the basic till September 12th of 2018.
Mm.
So that whole summer, I was just filming myself and my little brother.
Okay.
I realized in August of 2018 that I don't need to be rapping no more. Life
you
was starting to
be
hit.
Behind the camera now.
Yeah, I felt a shift in my life. Like, you could feel a shift. Like, you know when it's time to change some stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm like, nah. This.
But did you feel like that because you didn't think your music was hitting?
No, music definitely wasn't hitting.
So
Okay. No, music wasn't hitting.
So you realized the music wasn't hitting, and no, you was like, all right, let me get in a different position.
Yeah, yeah, I had to switch it up because life
okay,
is quick,
so
man.
Pivoted. Yeah. Okay,
that
so
wasn't gonna work.
So after Marines, you said you got a job doing the sales.
Yeah, I was at Journeys. Then I went to be a fire alarm technician.
Yeah, fire alarm technician.
That's when
okay.
I realized, like, yo, I like to talk sell. To people.
Yeah.
And I ended up missing a job that paid me less, but it brought me so much satisfaction knowing that I helped people and I was able to hit numbers and reach important KPIs.
Mm.
So I'm like,
okay.
Man, then I didn't realize the importance of capturing emails. I'm like, why are we capturing all these emails? Not until I started the business and realized, I need to be hitting these people
that
already came to me or
getting that email list up.
Yeah, okay. I'm like, I didn't
so you was building yourself over the years.
Without even realizing it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Okay, yeah. So how you stay disciplined? No honey dips got in the picture. You ain't ever get distracted. So, you have kids?
Nah, no kids. No kids.
Okay,
no.
Right. Hold on, let's get on.
No kids. But no, I
That's
had.
Good.
I was so, I don't even know if I want to say this on camera right now, but.
Go ahead, man.
Man, listen, basic. I done had one of the baddest females there, so a lot of dudes was jealous or whatever.
Hold on. Where you had one of the baddest females?
At basic training, army stuff.
Oh, man, okay.
She was bad. So what happened?
A baddie.
What? But she was from Louisiana.
Ah.
So I was back home. I had a shawty back home at the time.
Okay.
And, hey, everybody who go to basic training, they cheat. 90%. Just letting y'all know. I'm putting that out there. So.
Okay.
It's facts.
Yeah.
I deployed. I noticed.
So, all right.
Married or not, by the way. It didn't matter.
Yeah, I would think, because at the end of the day, hey, if you're out there, you know, supposed to be saving the world, right? She's out here and, you know, dude run up on your girl. You know what I'm saying? He hit it with the usher. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, it got ugly.
No, facts. But what you think about that situation, though? Like, would you let your girl... go to that front row seat so Usher can sing there?
I ain't no jealous dude, man. So if you want to go see Usher, go see Usher.
Okay.
If that's a dream of yours,
yeah,
I salute it. But if you do what
Kiki did?
Yeah, I'm not on that.
So you didn't like the fit she had on?
It ain't about... I think it's a respect thing. She just don't respect dude.
So you think she shouldn't?
No, she didn't respect him. Ain't nobody,
why? Because
ain't no
she was...
doing that to somebody they respect.
I mean, she just had a baby, though.
Don't even matter.
You know, I feel like
he got to stand on 10 toes and take care of that.
Okay, so when you say he have to stand on 10 toes, you're talking about the baby
dude,
daddy?
Yeah, you he got to leave, man. You know she
really?
Yeah.
So you leave your baby mama for that?
She don't respect him. It's
I
obvious.
Wouldn't say she don't respect him. I would say she probably wanted to get her sexy back because she just had a kid. You know what I'm saying? Usually when women have children, you know, they go through postpartum depression. They want to kind of like feel sexy. It's Usher.
I could sing to you at home. What Usher say?
She ain't sing.
What did he say? I could sing to you at home. Listen.
I can sing. Hey, you ain't singing like Usher, though. I mean,
nah,
come
I ain't
on.
Singing like, no.
Hey, no. You know what I'm saying? I feel like everybody have their little moments, man.
Right.
That's like, you know, if you seen Beyonce.
Yeah.
You might trip for a little minute. You know, you might die afterwards, Jay, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's Beyonce. So I feel like, you know, with females, like, yo, that was Usher. You know, everybody grew up. Like, that's Usher. You know what I'm saying? But I get what you're saying, but I don't, my opinion, I don't necessarily think she don't respect him. But you know he broke up with her, though.
He had, because she didn't. Why you think?
I think social media got to him, man. Go get your woman back, man. Don't act.
Listen.
Go get your baby mama back.
To all my young boys out there, she don't respect him. You got to leave, bro. Once you disrespect it like that.
They got a baby now, though.
We got to, listen, I'm sorry. But at that point, why would you embarrass me like that?
It was in the
moment,
man.
I'm going to get embarrassed.
It was Usher. You know, but to get back to schedule programmer, right? When did you realize that you had the creativity to do this and start the Shine TV?
Man, I'm so hard on myself
that
to this day I don't even know, because the way you might see my work, I'm criticizing it.
Okay,
man, we love it.
All right,
well, I'm hard on myself. I really don't. I'm like, well, I could probably done that better.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always trying to level up my video game, my photography game, because I don't know if I'm good or not. I really don't. People tell me that, but I really don't know. Oh, you creative, you directed this from start to finish, and we love you. They leave nice reviews, and I'm thankful. I'm like, thank you so much. That mean a lot, because inside, I'm critiquing myself so heavy that I don't even realize that they love that. But I'm like, well, I could have did that better. So I would say,
where do you think that comes from, though, that overly critiquing yourself? I mean, because we are our biggest, you know, critics on ourselves. But where do you think that, like, comes from? Do you think that's, like, from childhood? Or?
Well, the way we grew up, like, our parents don't really give us, they don't be like, great job, you did that.
Why, they wanted you to go to college or something?
Yeah, either college or the military. We had two options. Mm-hmm. So at least I had an option. College or the military, I'd take it. But they will always be like, you know, never settle. Never settle. They constantly put that in our head. So I do think I grab a bit of that. And even with the accomplishment that I've done in business so far, like, you know, my mom and dad are going to be like, good job. You know, say nothing. You know, just, so I keep going. Not that I want their, you know, but it is, I mean, I don't know if that'll help.
Yeah.
You know?
All
so
right.
I don't know. That I guess I see it come from my mom and my dad saying, never settle. It's always more to do. They got a point. It is always more to do.
Are they accepting of your business now, seeing the success that you've had?
I never asked them. You know, like I said, they don't really, you know.
So they don't know that you shining out here, shine TV?
They see it. They like my pictures. You know, my mom would come in a heart or something like that, but
okay,
they only really got a lot of words.
Really?
Nah.
Wow. Okay. So I can definitely see how that could, you know, cause some self doubt, or because, you know, usually we look at our parents to can give us that congratulations, you know, give us that, you know, hey, you're doing good.
Yeah.
But they kind of looking like.
Yeah, but it's. I think it stemmed from that. My parents are not business people. They don't understand it. They don't know how I make money. They don't know how much I make. If I say, hey, Ma, I just started a job as a law enforcement officer.
Yeah.
Oh, he makes $50,000 a year. He's straight. I think that's how they think.
Yeah. Well, that's how most of the parents.
I say, my first shit, I'm going to make 100. And they don't understand. Like, but they like, oh, it could fluctuate. Well, and also, I can make a lot more. You don't know.
Yeah.
They don't know that because they don't understand business. They never, you know, they never had it. So
where do you think your creativity comes from, though? Mom, pops?
They don't do nothing creative.
Really? So where do you think it came from? Like another generation?
I just used to make music. So I don't know my biological father. Let me mention that. I didn't mention that. I don't know him.
Oh, okay. So your dad
is my stepfather.
So the one you fought was your stepdad?
Yeah.
Oh.
But he's been in my life since I was 2. So.
Oh, see, man, you withholding.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm like, because I got to do a fight with my dad too. You know, but my real dad, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know if it runs in the family. I got an uncle who made jazz music, but.
On your real dad's side?
No, on my mom's side.
On your mom's side? Yeah. Okay.
So I don't know. It's because my mom don't do anything creative. Then I don't know my biological father. And
you never
mom,
met him yet to this day?
No, not to this day. No, I don't know.
Did your mom ever tell you, like, what happened with that, or?
Nah, I guess I was going to the grave with her. She never speak on it.
You ever try to look for him?
Yeah. Yeah, we did, me and my brother. Mm-hmm. My brother actually found him, and he reached out, and my biological father reached back out and was like, my brother's like, yo, hey, this Jacquez, and then he texts back. He was like, I think what he said, oh, okay, or something like that. It was a weird response, so we just left it alone after that. It was.
Really? I tell a lot of people, you know, sometimes you have to understand that your parents can only do so much that they've been programmed to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not like they intentionally do it, because you can't do what you wasn't taught. Yeah. You know what I mean? So depending on how his relationship was with his dad, it could reflect what kind of dad he can actually be. Yeah. You know? So I always be like, hey, man, you know, try to understand that so you don't internalize it, because now if you have a son, you don't want the same thing to happen with you and your son.
I don't.
You know? So, yeah, man.
What I know now, he actually got other kids. So
really,
yeah, he got the kids.
Okay,
he and they like, but he ain't never reached out to us. So.
Well, okay, it could be something. Maybe he's holding like with your mom.
Yeah, it. Listen, it probably goes so deep.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's going to the grave.
Okay. So are you content with that, though, in terms of how everything played out?
It don't bother me. It don't bother me. Could it bother me later on? Maybe.
Okay.
Time will tell, but as of right now, it don't bother me.
So do you think you use any of that for fuel to keep you going in the business? Do you have any other job? How do you make money outside of this, or this is it for you?
This is it. All day, every day.
Okay.
All day, every day. We, like I said, we here. We ain't going nowhere.
All right. So how long have you been in business, though, now?
So I'm going to tell you like this. I started the LLC in 2020, November of 2020.
Okay, man, got it. LLC, yeah. Okay.
We might switch to an S-Corp soon.
All right. That man getting paper.
But what happened was I didn't, like I said, remember I told you my first 2 years, I didn't understand business. So within that time, I had to deploy overseas. So in the guard, yeah, you going overseas. So from 2021, October 2021 to August of 2022,
yeah,
I was deployed. I was in Saudi Arabia. So I didn't, that whole time there, books, reading, courses, repeat, books, reading. I was just going in.
What was you doing in Saudi?
I was doing public affairs. So, you know, I had the camera going around doing public affairs stuff, covering stories in the Middle East. So that helped me also.
Hold on. So you went to the Army to do camera stuff? You wasn't on the front lines?
Not at first. No.
Cocking back the nine?
I was filming people on the front lines. But I, nah. We went at war. In Saudi, it was a combat zone, but we wasn't that.
Hold on. I'm confused. So
I got you. I'm going to break it down.
You signed up to the Army to
logistics.
Shoot?
No, I signed up to do logistics at first.
So you could do that? I thought when you signed up to the Army, you got to go be on the front line and do your thing.
Nah. You could pick a job you qualify for. You take a test, then you could pick a job that you qualify for. So you got to be qualified. So, yeah, you can go on the front line if you like. You could be an infantryman if you want. I wasn't doing that.
So that's where you built up all your skill set and put your hours in.
That's what helped me. That part there, because it helped me understand that relationship building is important. See, before, like I told you, I was just shooting sports and just getting my hands dirty. I'm like, I'm doing everything. Mm-hmm. It clicked. Like, so right before I left, I was like, okay, I need a niche because I got a mentor now. So he going to mentor me while I'm overseas and still help me out. So I'm like, okay.
Who was your mentor?
So I use Todd Turner, Flash from Academy.
Okay. And
I from Discovery, like doing calls, $300 an hour, I was with it. I wanted to learn. I was
$300 an hour to teach you about camera or about business?
No, about business.
Okay.
Business.
Okay.
That's what I wanted to
$300
learn.
$300 an hour?
Yeah.
So you made that investment?
Had to.
Okay.
Had to. You know, you're not getting a mentor for free. Well, you some people do.
Yeah. But it's okay to invest.
Yeah.
Because then now, once you invest, you know what you can charge.
Exactly.
Because you made that investment in yourself.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, and man put me on to this day, and he got a whole academy, so y'all can go check him out. You know, if you into the corporate, it's really for people that's in the corporate video production. If that's what you went to.
Yeah. Okay, that boy be shooting corporate events?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Corporate events. Yeah.
So how did you get to that, though, like once you left, like, Saudi?
Connections, man. It's about who you know. So basically, I started off with the Boys and Girls Club.
Okay.
So I had a connection there.
Mm.
So I locked in with them, and that's what set, like, they know so many people that they gave me other businesses. They recommended me a lot. So I got business from the Boys and Girls Club. I needed them more than they needed me. And now I was like, jeez, like, I got, like, my first, like, a one-minute video was, like, $5,000. But before all of that, before I went.
One-minute video. Wow.
Yeah, it was weird, and it was so easy, like, to me, because I didn't have to do when I was shooting, like, sports and music. Shooting sports, I'm in the field. I'm sweating for, like, 3 hours trying to just get some shots, and I'm doing a lot. Mm-hmm. Corporate, I set up a tripod. A camera, maybe another camera.
Yeah.
And I'm doing an interview. Then some B-roll on top. So it was way easier. It's not easy to get those jobs. But once you in the door, and everybody start recommending you. Oh, man. Yeah, Jalen from Shine TV, the whole Shine TV team, they came and they did their thing. And boom, boom. Then after that, we booked another $10,000 project because of another nonprofit. So I'm like.
Nonprofits got profit, huh?
not all of them. But it's, don't let them fool you. Nonprofits, sometimes they'll play cheap, but
yeah,
a lot of them got that. They need
they
to
got the bread.
Money. Yeah,
yeah,
know,
yeah,
they
yeah,
got
yeah,
the
yeah.
Money. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the, I'm not even going to fake the phone. They got the money.
A okay, lot of okay.
Do, some actually don't, but some really got that bad. You just.
But where did you learn how to build these relationships, though?
My time overseas. I realized how important, like, everybody need video. You starting a business, you need video.
No, facts.
And I knew that wasn't going nowhere.
Yeah.
So I'm talking to people that's already in a field, mm-hmm. and they was like, oh, man, okay. So, like I said, the mentor, mm-hmm. then people overseas, like the other public affairs people, because they good with the technical side.
Mm-hmm.
When I got there, they was asking me questions about business. But whole time, like, man, I need y'all help. Like,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Y'all booking these jobs. How y'all do that stuff? But basically, is you got to build a brand that attracts the people you want. That's the simple story. So
build a brand to attract the people you want.
Yeah.
Okay. That, so that's why you don't just shoot everything. Because
that's exactly why.
You was shooting Pookie video. He might just want to hit you with 250.
And I'm gonna tell you like this: if you was a rapper and you clicked on my website,
yeah,
you wouldn't want to work with me.
Why? There's no tab it's there for rapper like none. Rap video.
None.
Hold on. So that's none. Why you only work Monday through Friday?
Listen,
I was looking at your website. I was like, yo, hold on. You don't work on the weekends?
Because corporate people don't work on weekends.
Wow, okay. The that best. Man, yo, let's, you know what I'm saying?
But they don't, it's a different
I thought that thing. Was a typo.
Nah.
I was Monday like, yo, Friday. I'm going to have to screenshot this for him. Like, yo, bro, you messed up. Like,
nah, Monday through Friday. But the thing is like, when you shooting a commercial, right?
Yeah.
The best day to shoot a commercial Friday is. And I'm always going to tell them, hey, look, we need to shoot this on a Friday.
Okay.
If possible, because that's the best time. Everybody happy. They about to get 2 days off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, I still work on a weekend. I do admin stuff. I'm doing okay. admin stuff mostly throughout the week, actually.
The back end.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just to keep, you know.
Everything flowing.
Exactly.
So when did you know that you needed a team and you couldn't just be solo dolo?
When I started learning business, it teach you that.
Okay.
Got to get in them books. Got to get mentors. It'll tell you that you need to delegate a lot of stuff that you, mm-hmm. you know, like, I was trying to do the website by myself. I was trying to run Google Ads by myself.
Mm.
I was trying to do everything by myself. I was learning everything, and it was taken away really from me progressing.
Yeah, yeah.
The company progressing because I'm not an expert in everything.
No, facts.
Like, I can't tell you how to build a website.
Okay.
Truly, I can't.
So you was outsourcing.
I can tell you how to run them ads, but you know, that's another thing. You know, when they get down to that video marketing.
No, in fact, yeah, yeah. Man, we might have to talk. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to eat that alive all day long.
Okay, so like, what's your turnaround time for your customers or your clients, shall I say?
I would, in a contract, it honestly depends on the video. Usually some projects could take 30 days. It's not that we film.
30 days?
Yeah, it's not that we film it for
30
days.
Oh, you definitely
days.
Can't shoot no rap yeah. videos. Bro, yeah, I need that video in a week.
Oh, no, rappers, they be tripping. They want you to do everything for $200. They want the world for like two. I'm like, yo.
Yeah, man. You got to pull up at the gas station. You got to have the lighting, all of that.
I'm like, yeah, nah.
Okay, so.
That ain't it.
So what books were you reading per se to learn all this business aside from the mentor?
I'm going to be honest. The Rich Dad, Poor Dad book.
Okay.
I know a lot of people speak on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I read another book, Sell Like Crazy. Those are my two favorite books.
It's called Sell like Crazy?
Sell Like Crazy.
Hey, write that down.
Man. That's going to teach you about them ads. I ain't saying you're going to be an expert. You still got
to
work
on
it.
Nah, but it's still good help. To know. Yeah. Oh, man. Sell
Like Crazy.
Like, who's that by?
I think it's Subi. I don't even know his name. I honestly didn't care to know. I just wanted the content in that book.
Okay.
Yeah. But you type in Sell Like Crazy, mm-hmm. it's coming up.
Amazon,
everywhere.
Okay.
So I think you get it as an audio book, too.
Really?
I just got a hardcover. Yeah.
Okay. So you was reading books like that kind of got your knowledge right.
Yeah. I got a whole book list because I'm like, yo, I need to check out what I'm reading and really go back.
Yeah.
So honestly, like, you got to read. If you ain't reading every day, mm-hmm. at least weekly, you got to keep them, at least an audio book. If you can get an audio book on a long drive,
yeah,
you can get that. How to build a landing page. Because some of us, at first, you don't have the budget to do a lot of stuff.
No, facts.
So, like, people ask me, well, how can I convert sales and do this? Mm-hmm. Listen, you probably need to set up a sales funnel. In the medical field, you might need a sales funnel.
Mm.
You might need you got to take them from point A, point B, point C. You got to drag them along. And because a lot of people ain't going to buy from you. Everybody that hop on your website ain't buying.
No, that's
Everybody
right.
Everybody that hop on your DM ain't buying. But I need to keep them around because you were interested. So I need you on that email list.
Okay.
That's why that's my goal, is to get them on the email list.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to hit them with so much value with my weekly emails. I'm going to keep going.
Okay.
Go.
Because I thought I saw something on your site where you said you know how to turn the casual browser into a loyal customer.
All day long.
How are you doing that exactly?
Sales funnel.
Sales funnel? Okay.
You got to create an offer that, you know, people can't resist. It depends. Mm-hmm. Like, so I'll give you an example. So if I was working with a gym owner, mm-hmm. right, everybody need to work out. So I'm going to talk to the gym owner.
They should.
I'm going to see. Look, tell me everything about the business I need to know. So I don't just walk into, I could shoot a pretty video. Yeah, of mm-hmm. course I could. I'm not going to lie to you. I think I could shoot a pretty good video.
Mm-hmm.
But how effective is that video? See, a lot of people, videographers, they lose jobs because the video just probably not effective.
Effective? Are you talking about like the quality of the video?
ROI. It's not even about the quality. You can get good quality anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's about that return on investment. So you as a business owner know, hey, look, if I ain't getting a return on investment on this, it ain't making sense. Mm. Once you realize that, okay, this guy, I need to think like him. I need to put myself in his shoes if I was running this gym. So what I do, I ask a bunch of questions.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about this. Tell me how many customers walk in, how many sign up. I need to know this in order to fully help.
So you need to collect all that data.
I need a lot of data. Because other than that, like, I got to put together an offer to keep reeling people in, because like I said, even though we reel them in,
mm-hmm.
they may not convert. So next step, I need you to look, hey, email list. A lot of people don't got an email list. You wouldn't even believe it. But I understand it though.
Yeah.
So they not collecting emails. So we set that up too. We setting up a landing page to put that offer on there. So they click on it.
So when you say landing page, what do you mean?
One page is one page, like a website, but just one page.
Okay.
Yep. And this whole goal of that one page is usually to get them to sign up for more emails.
So the landing page is something separate that the business owner has aside from the website.
Create it for them.
Oh, wow. You got a team to do that too?
Yes. You got to hire people, man.
That's dope.
Yes. So we, listen, and like a lot of that stuff I know myself because I do it.
Okay.
That's the thing. So like I can sit here and ask you questions about podcasting all day long.
Mm-hmm.
If you was like, yo, I need a commercial or ad video for my podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Say, look, Mr. Williams, I got you. But, listen, we need a deep dive. So I'm going to schedule a call with you.
Yeah.
And honestly, I may or may not even take the job, depending on how the questions answer and how serious people are. So that's why I say I qualify clients all the time.
But how do you know if somebody's serious and they're not serious?
Based off the questions or the answers that they give me. So you can sit here and say, what's the prices of your video? Once they ask me that, I know they price shopping. Oh, rip. Once you ask me, listen, how much you charge for this video? I shot a video for a realtor one time,
mm-hmm.
and people DMing me, like, well, how much you charge for this? I'm like, well, it was deeper than that. So, like, I'm like, well, listen, let's hop on the call and see, because I'm not just going to give you a price, because the thing is, I want to get to know you. Like, I don't want to work with anybody.
You want to build a rapport.
Yeah, it's like, and I don't want to waste my time at that.
No, facts, of course.
So I'm like, well, let's hop on the call and see what you actually need help with, because a video may not even help you.
Mm-hmm.
Video don't solve everything. So you might just, like I said, that's where the landing pages come in at.
Okay.
How good is your website? Do you got BS photos, like stock photos on your website, stock video? Like that stuff, that play a role into why people hop on your website and they leave.
Mm-hmm.
It's because you missing certain steps.
Mm.
It's like nobody want to buy from you because of that. Or you look cheap. So you're like, people lowballing me. Why you think that? Look at how you look. Your website is everything.
That man spitting bars out the gate. So do you think all of what you're talking about, do you think that separates you from your competitors? Or what separates you from your competitors?
Expertise.
Mm-hmm.
Experience. And then myself, the people I work with, the people that work with me, like, if you get to know me, you know I got your best interest in mind. Like, yeah, we can collect checks all day, but I would tell you straight up, listen, I'm not able to help you.
So it's not just transactional.
It'll never be. It'll never be. Like I said, I want Sean TV to low-key. I want us to, remain exclusive. Like, I don't want to work with everybody. I'll be honest, I don't.
Mm.
I don't want to do that.
So what would be your best way that you word to turn down a customer? Like, how would you word it?
I'd just say, I don't think we're a good fit for each other.
Okay.
I tell them straight up. It's no shame in that, because I'm helping them, and I'm helping myself.
Yeah.
Stress his body. Can you every videographer took a bad job they know they shouldn't have took.
Yeah.
Backfired. It happens. You have to learn that. I learned that early in often. Like,
man, not every bag a good bag.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm. You find out real quick. You could lose your whole business. Cause
when
you tell, oh, I could do this, I could do that. And then you get in there and you go film something. You don't even really understand what they needed.
So where'd you learn all the knowledge about the cameras and all the lighting and
experience? I just went out and shot. I didn't go to school. Oh, that's probably
so.
I didn't go to school for none of this. I didn't go to school.
So you were just trying a team.
Yeah, I just went out and learned.
But how are you learning on real customers?
Which easy. I used to shoot for free at first.
Okay, so you were shooting for free in the military.
A military, yeah, that helped too.
Uh-huh.
But even on the civilian side, I was shooting for free when I first started because I didn't.
Also, you was just building your ladder.
Yeah, because I didn't know anything about nothing.
Okay, so that's different.
I was getting my hands
on everything. I thought you were charging clients and then saying, yo, bro, we don't know what the hell we doing. We just like, about to.
Let me tell you how I used to get finessed.
Mm-hmm.
I was so new to the game, and it was like, yo, I give you $50 to go shoot this video. I'm like, yeah, I'm with it. That's one of the worst mistakes, and I'm going to say this. Do not take money, videographers, photographers. Your value is so much more. When somebody hits you with that at the beginning, I give you $100 to do it, and you know, or you probably don't know, but that it's probably like $1,000, $2,000, but you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You got to learn business.
Facts.
I'm telling you.
And that $100 was with the editing too?
Yeah, with everything.
Damn.
And they used to, listen, it was bad. But guess what? And they'd be like, yeah, I'll put you on to other people. That should be their thing. I'll put you on to more people. Like, I knew it was a little bit more than that. I just didn't know business. So they're like, but this what caught me and why I switched everything that I did and why I just solely focused on business.
Mm.
The $100 people, the $500 people, they was referring me to other cheap people. So my business went growing. They used to refer me to cheaper people. I'm like, listen, I would never
So the referrals were the cheap
Man,
coupon people.
When you take on a cheap job and people say, look, I will refer you to other people. I know a lot of people. That's the first thing people like to say when they're about to finesse you.
Uh-huh.
I know a lot of people. I could put you on that. They'd be happy. And you be happy. Yeah, I'm taking this. I'm going to get put on. $250. Then he go tell somebody he know, yeah, he charged me $250. Then they calling you. Your phone ringing. You getting all these jobs.
Yeah.
You working your behind off.
$250 jobs.
Pennies. It's sad. It for pennies, you video editing.
So would you would you ever go into like shooting for celebrities?
If the business is right. I'm only like the paperwork gotta make sense.
Okay.
What they doing, I have to understand it. Like I said, I'm a qualified, I'm asking a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. Because we do stuff outside of our niche. Like we done shot a reality show. I think that dropped August 28th.
Mm.
We stepped outside, we do things. But the bag gotta be right. People that work with us before they end up liking us and they put us on to more stuff and depend on like that client and what the job is, cause we talented enough to shoot other things. So yeah, I got my niche, but like if I know the client and I know I could help and it makes sense, money wise, business wise, we could take it.
Okay. So what would be a level up for you now since you have your niche? Like what would be the next thing for you?
The next thing for me is, honestly, well, it's in layers, but the next thing for me is actually getting vans and then me stepping back. That'd be the next thing. Like, I'm going to eventually need to step back. Like I say, sometimes it's days where I work every single day. Every business owner can attest to it.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, I'm going to need to step back and bring in full-time employees because right now we contract everything.
Okay, so you don't have W-2s.
No, the straight contract.
Okay.
Contract to contract. But the thing is, like, I know our next, or for the company, is like, Jalen going to need to step back.
So is there a reason why you go contractor versus like W-2?
It's save money. Save a lot of money. And then like contractors, employees sometimes, you got to keep them motivated. Mm. And that take a lot from me.
Mm-hmm.
And then like contractors, they understand exactly what you need. Like, yo, I could hire a director or a videographer to cover down on someone. They know exactly what they doing. I have to teach them.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got to teach employees, and I'm not willing to do that right now. Contractors give me, you know, better work, and that it's just more valuable right now.
They understand the assignment.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You said it way better than I did.
Okay. So hold on. I saw also you're a member of the Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, sir.
So I don't understand how your parents, they supposed to be proud of that.
I mean, maybe they are proud. They just don't articulate it. You know,
that's crazy.
I'm not, like I said, stuff like that I don't worry about because my parents, they not business savvy people. They work at jobs.
Yeah, but Chambers of Commerce, that's big.
Yeah, it is.
When I saw that, I was like, hold on. I was scrolling and I was like, okay. Yeah. Congratulations on that, man.
Yeah, no, it, listen, I've been
there. You doing your thing.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, you meet some really nice people.
Yeah.
Really powerful people. And, like, I'm getting more involved now. We joined in April, but I was doing, like, a lot of projects out of state.
Mm.
So I missed out on a lot. I wouldn't even say I missed out because it's still there. It's
okay.
Just, like, I haven't got a chance to get my name within there yet. But we done met some people already.
Okay.
But I'm not as deeply involved as I would like. But now that I'm back and I'm not going out of state anytime soon.
So you just based here?
Yeah.
Okay.
We was just picking up projects. Like I said, we was doing a reality show. That took so much of our time.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah, it was different. But
okay, it made sense for you.
Yeah, it made a lot of sense.
Okay.
A lot of sense.
So tell me, what does balance mean to you and how do you find it when it comes to work and like your personal life?
Man, I don't. I'm gonna tell you this. Like as disciplined as I may be,
yeah,
I can get distracted at the same time. So me finding balance is sometimes like listen, you can attest to it. You're probably working 16-hour days sometimes. The next day, what I like about this is like, yeah, my balance might be off now
mm-hmm.
because of where we at,
mm-hmm.
but eventually, my time management is good now. Like I'm planning out everything. I plan out my week on Sundays, and I still have a good family life. I'm real close with my family, but it's my whole thing is like, okay, 16-hour day, then I might work 7 hours the next.
Okay.
You know, so it's not always, okay, I'm working. No, it don't balance itself out, but like, I do what I need to.
Yeah, it's panning out.
Yeah.
Okay. Yo, man. This was dope, brother. I'm so glad you came through. Shine TV in the building. Let everybody know where they can find you at.
So y'all can find us at Shine TV_ on Instagram, Shine TV Productions on Facebook, LinkedIn, Shine TV Productions, our website, www.shinetvproductions.com, YouTube, Shine TV. Listen, Shine TV, you'll find us.
Shine TV.
Google us, Shine TV Fort Lauderdale, you'll find us.
Facts. That man said, Google him. You heard what he said, man. Hey, brother, it was great to have you on. You know what I mean? Keep doing your thing. Keep shining, man.
Yes, sir.
You're doing awesome.
Yes, sir.
Man, y'all already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Mr. Williams. I Talk Gray, and we out of here. Yeah.